This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I think you know if you play Joe Flacco long enough, the bad turnovers will happen. It's not Jameis Winston, but it is on some level inevitable. And I think that's where the Dylan Gabriel thing of you know, the idea of, well, let's get through a certain amount of time and then we can hand it off to the kid. Like, I think Joe is guaranteed September.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside of injuries. And then after that, it is totally up to how many games have you lost in a row? What do the interceptions look like? How ready does Dylan look with however many reps he gets in practice? Like, I think all of those things affect the sliding scale of Joe's leash.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to move too far off of, I think a couple weeks ago I said 4 games was the starting point, and that's where then you have to reevaluate after 4 games. But I'd be shocked if Joe Flacco got removed after 6. No. But is the expectation right now to have him be the starting quarterback until you're conceivably out of the playoffs, maybe week 8, week 9, whatever that is? Yeah, it kind of is.
Maybe this is the wrong thing to say then, because I think I just said 4 games. Like, I'd be really shocked if he didn't get 4 games. I mean, if he goes out there against Cincinnati and throws 3 picks, all bets are off.
Like, I think I'd be really surprised if that happened,
I don't know. I really don't know, because so much of my expectations for Joe is predicated on what does that O-line look like. Now, fortunately, you're going up against Cincinnati, and they've got Trey Hendrickson, who has, you know, been holding in for most of camp, so we'll see what he can do. I'm not really terrified by their pressure beyond that, but, like, week two, it's Baltimore. That's a situation that I think could cause bad Joe to come out. So I think there's just, to me, I think it's less like I want to be specific in my prediction, and I think it's more like, I think there's a lot of wild card to, like, this dynamic at quarterback than maybe we want to indulge in. And I think expect the unexpected feels the way this thing should go, unless Joe can just hit the ground running. The offensive line looks really great. You're building that run game without Quinshon Judkins. That's really the path forward to really having a much longer leash than Joe. I'm starting to think it's shorter than we realize.
I mean, I love being speculative about all this. It's part of the job. It's what I enjoy doing. But it does feel like there's so many different directions it can go. And it feels like, I mean, if you told me 6 games, if you told me 9 games, if you told me 12 games, if you told me 2, I can tell you every reason why I think that's crazy. And I can tell you every reason why I also think it makes sense.
I think the only thing I wouldn't buy is 17 games.
I mean, at that point,
that's the only one I wouldn't believe.
But I can come up with a scenario where it happens, though, is the other side of that story. Like in every Joe Flacco scenario you have, you can come out with a reason for why it would work and why it wouldn't work, and all of them would be convincing. Like, if he makes it all 17 weeks, what you'd say is that everything clicked defensively. They're one of the best defenses in the NFL. And the offense with guys like Harold Fannin, the running game was much better than people expected it to be. The offensive line was put together. And then Joe, because Joe looks like he could play till he's 50, because his arm is still good. There's no problems with his arm. He did enough. And it looked good enough. Like, you see how you can come up with every scenario, good or bad, with basically anything you can present.
We've got Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Could be at the back end of this hour, but is scheduled as of now to be about 4 o'clock. So we're kind of in wait and see mode there. We'll go to that obviously when it's time. But I think something that we probably none of us have talked about enough, and I think it's fine to start getting very anxious about this, mm-hmm. is the Quinshon Judkins thing. And you know, when Ashley joined us, you know, I had asked, like, I don't believe this is the NFL review thing. I just don't. And she made a point that, you know, because I had said, is this about negotiations? What could this potentially be owed to? The fact that Quinshon is not already signed a contract with the Cleveland Browns. And she pointed out that initially, before the arrest and all the things that came with it, there was a gap between Quinshon and the Browns. If this is about negotiating a contract, which a lot of these are pretty much cut and dry, I'm going to be annoyed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm already a little annoyed. Like, listen, you know me. I really would like them to stop bringing in guys with problematic charges, problematic arrests, and I'd really like this stuff to stop besmirching whatever's left of the Cleveland Browns brand. That said, you've already drafted Quinshon. He has been cleared of charges. I know we're waiting for the NFL review. I don't know how that it doesn't affect almost any other player's contract in the NFL, but Quinshon, I think this is two sides being dug in, and I think it needs to end now.
I bet if the Browns really were trying to win a bunch of games this year, we wouldn't have as much of a dug-in side from the Browns' perspective.
Yeah, that's... Well, and listen, they might see an opportunity to save some guaranteed money here.
You save some guaranteed money, and if you're trying to... again, we're thinking about the GM looking at this different than maybe the head coach, but if you're trying to get the best draft pick possible, it does help you to have Judkins not be on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think my thing is, like, I don't think he's going to be on the field for six games anyways this year.
Right, but if you can extend that out and kind of make it like what Mike Hall had, where not only was it what the NFL had the punishment with, but then he only ended up getting five, six games in totality because of everything.
Well, I mean, that was the injury, too. Like, I guess my fear is, like, for every practice this kid misses, when he actually does come back off of suspension, assuming that's going to happen, that at this point it's still an assumption.
He's going to need a ramp up time.
Yeah, well, but my point is, like, it's not just about ramp up time. There's also, you haven't been around the team. You haven't been in the meetings. You haven't been, like, at no point are you ready to hit the ground beyond just the normal ramp up time.
Yeah, I mean,
now an extended ramp up time for Quinshon.
If he got signed tomorrow, and in the same day that he signed tomorrow, the NFL was like, the investigation came back, we give you zero games, we think that you're 100% innocent, and everything was on the up and up. So I don't think he plays week one. I don't think he plays week two. I don't even know that he played until week three or four.
Yeah, I mean, that's how far behind. And again, some of this is based on Quinshon's, like, physical state. How good a football shape did you keep in? Some of this is knowing the offense, having chemistry with your teammates, having chemistry with Joe Flacco, who's the starting quarterback. Like, I think it's very convenient. I think the Browns are trying to avoid Browns fans getting mad at them with the Quinshon thing by saying every single report that comes out is, you know, he's still under league investigation. And I think that's a very convenient frame job, because I think the holdup is between the Browns and Quinshon, and I think there's absolutely no need for it. Like, he is one of the absolute linchpins of the future of this team, and he's got to get ready to play. And I really do believe there will be a suspension. But, like, if you let this go all the way until it gets suspended, and let's say we don't hear about a suspension until, after the game one. So Monday after game one, those 2 weeks that he missed, that he could have been not in camp, but he could have been with the team and working towards something.
Yeah,
absolutely could take some of the time off, some of whatever it takes to get ready to play football games, even if he's then going to go be suspended for 6 weeks.
It's an odd situation. I don't know. I'm curious to know how far the money is and how far off it could be. Like, is he asking? He's got to be asking for something close to what Schlesinger got, you would think.
I would imagine this is about guaranteed money, and I just...
And Schlesinger got it fully guaranteed, and so I could see a scenario. If I was Judkins, I'd be mad, too, if the guy four picks ahead of you got it guaranteed and then you didn't.
I'd be more mad about the Isaiah Bond thing. Isaiah Bond went undrafted. We all know the story.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, but he gets it guaranteed as well.
But I just, if this is on the Browns, it's just like, wake the hell up and just sign the damn deal. Right? If this is about roster shenanigans or roster manipulation.
Like you're right to say that something smells a little funny here because it does seem intentional that the Browns, like, this is the spot that the Browns are you know, a little stingy with their money.
And again, maybe it's roster manipulation. Maybe it's they already know what the league's going to rule. I don't give a damn. Get this kid in the building. Get this kid working out so you can start to carve off whatever amount of time it's going to take for him to be ready if he gets suspended, and when that suspension is over. 216-474-0092. Why don't we? What's your best guess is why we don't have a resolution on Quinshon Judkins yet? And just what you've all been waiting for, I'm going to say it. You're cordially invited to the next segment in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.